topic of spiritual gifts is, honestly, it's a fairly common topic in churches. It's not something that that you're going to hear once in a lifetime. It's something you're probably going to hear at least once every year. And in our case, we just talked about spiritual gifts just a few months back when we talked about what it means to be a Spirit-led apprentice. One of the avenues, one of the ways that we identify what a Spirit-led apprentice of Jesus Christ looks like. And to be a Spirit-led apprentice of Jesus Christ is to, in fact, understand that we have been given
the perfect wisdom of our
by the Holy Spirit. Those talents, those abilities, those amazing things that we cannot explain.
All things created by His hand.
As one
and held together
and being God's
at His command.
In this world, in the world,
He knows the mysteries of the sea.
And so this isn't a new
the secrets of the stars are His.
But before we get too far into what I'm going to be speaking on this morning with regard to specific spiritual gifts and a little bit kind of outside that scope a bit, there's a couple of things I want to point out about gifts generally. The first thing is to remind you there are in fact three different areas or types.
The matchless wisdom of His way.
These are identified in Paul's writing to the
righteousness.
We've got manifestation gifts, we've got motivational gifts, and we've got ministry gifts.
Right?
And now the motivational gifts, the list of those
is found in
James chapter
5:6-8.
The list of ministries
so that the fool might shame the wise and all the glory might go to Christ.
The list of motivation, or sorry, manifestation gifts are found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, which we just read, which we are reading. So usually when we talk about spiritual gifts, we try to hit all of them at once, but this morning we're just going to focus on this one area that Paul identifies in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The second thing that I want to point out before we get too far in, and there's a real good chance I'll remind us of this
grant
a little
me
bit later on, is
from
these lists, all three lists,
to pray
are not
for peace
meant to be comprehensive
lists.
And I touched on that little
teach
bit
me humbly to
we spoke
receive
about this, but
the solid
writes these lists, if you're
of your
take
sovereignty,
the Romans passage, the Ephesians passage,
it's strength of Sarah has made. So through the trials that Jesus say, your perfect will in your perfect way, its strand of sorrow has place within this tapestry of grace. So through the trials that Jesus say, your perfect will in your perfect way.
So that we can recognize in our lives when we do get a spiritual gift, when we do have God working through us and giving us ability to minister in these spiritual contexts, that we can recognize that these are talents and abilities from God, not from ourselves. So the thinking being with these ideas that that the range of functions covered by Paul's various lists gives support to the idea that any talent or ability or endowment, however suddenly given or slowly developed over time, if used for the glory of God and His work in the world, can be termed as a spiritual gift. And there's an important phrase in there. If used for the glory of God and His work in the world, can be termed as a spiritual gift. So if you think,
the perfect wisdom of our
God
revealed in all
I'm going to use this as
the universe.
Kind of an extreme example.
All things created by His hand
for myself,
and held together
to
at His command.
Normal, tapestry, a blanket that goes
He knows the mysteries of the sea. The secrets of the stars are His. He guides the planets on their way and turns the earth through another day.
But use them as an example and a guideline. It says, if I'm using the ability that I have been given for the glory of God and His work in the world, that is a spiritual gift.
The matchless wisdom of His ways
that mark the path of
righteousness.
Touch a little bit
His
on
word a lamp unto my feet, His Spirit teaching and guiding me.
Now Paul is answering a question that he's received.
And know the mystery
regarding spiritual
gifts.
We don't know what that question
that
was.
God should suffer,
but he's answering
for
a question
the
question now about spiritual
so
gifts.
That the fool
so
might
I've
talked
about
all
these things
right,
up to 11 chapters now. We're into chapter 12 now.
Glory,
he asked me a question about spiritual gifts. Now let me tell you about spiritual gifts. Here's how it works. Right. Paul is responding to this question and addressing that there's still some ties to the old way of thinking, the pagan way of thinking that the Corinthian church would have had in how they understand gifts, how they understand God's Spirit working. Now, Paul responds to some of those issues by reminding them,
oh, grant me
of
the
confession of faith, and that it is only through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that they are able to claim truthfully that Jesus is Lord. Now, you wonder, where is the confession of faith in this one? I don't see that anywhere. It's in verse 3. It says, therefore I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says to you,
within this tapestry of
grace,
so through the trials I choose to say your perfect will in your perfect way. Each strand of sorrow has a place.
And then he goes on to
this tapestry of grace, so through the trials
of spiritual gifts. There are different
your perfect
kinds of
will
there are different
in
kinds
your perfect
there
way.
There are different kinds of working. Essentially, in this passage there, he's outlining there's manifestation gifts, and motivation gifts, and there's instruments that are going on. But they come from the same Spirit. They come from the same God. They come from the same God. Diversity within the Godhead. God the Father is different from God the Son, different from the Holy Spirit. They are all unified as God. Spiritual gifts, there's a diversity in spiritual gifts, and yet they're all unified as coming from God with one purpose that He brings about. And so while there's all these different gifts and service and there's helps and there's mercy and there's all the other things that you find in all the other lists and prophecy and wisdom and tongues and all the things that are in this list here,
the
great wide expanse, just there's a great wide expanse of us in the church. There's
the
this great
universe,
wide diverse idea of gifts,
all things created
under God's
by
direction,
His hand,
God's determination,
held together.
So it is important for
His
the
command.
Corinthian church. Is important for us to
he
then understand
the
and to
mysteries
look at
gifts
to say that we are all different within
the
it.
The secrets of the stars are His.
As one,
He guides the planets on their way and turns the earth through another day.
And that's a good thing. That is a promise we can take away and we can enjoy. Now, the list of spiritual gifts that Paul gives us,
the matchless wisdom of His ways that mark
now,
the path
the variety of, gifts
of righteousness.
More likely to stress
His word a lamp unto my feet, His Spirit teaching and
guiding
me.
These are the only nine manifestation gifts that can happen.
And know the mystery of the cross, that God should suffer for the lost.
by the term manifestation. Now these list of gifts. This is the grouping of manifestation. The stuff that happens only through God doing something. Right? These are the miraculous. These are the, I cannot explain this by any human way, stuff. Now music is a gift. Music can be a talent that is developed and is cultivated and is practiced and is taught and all those sorts of things. It's not a manifestation of the Holy Spirit showing up and doing something really great in your life. That's what these manifestations are. That's what this
of your sovereignty.
These are the God shows up.
Each strand of sorrow has a place within this tapestry of grace.
This list.
So through the trials I choose to say your perfect
defining,
will
in your what
perfect way. Each strand of sorrow has a place within this tapestry of grace. So through the trials I choose to say your perfect will
action,
in your perfect way.
And then we go back to word meaning stuff. The first two are action stuff. The second, five are action sort of things. And the last two are back to word. First two, wisdom and knowledge. Words of wisdom. Now, words of wisdom is this revelation that God gives us beyond our human wisdom and understanding. That allows a person, allows you or I, to know what to do or say in a specific situation that we would otherwise have no idea about. Most of us are fairly wise, hopefully, in our conduct and what we say. But sometimes we come into that moment, or we see people come into a moment where we just don't have a clue. What is the best thing to say? How best to say that? What is the word? And someone speaks into that situation with a profound word that
the
just
perfect wisdom of
whole,
our God
whatever's going
reveal
on
and
it all suddenly makes sense.
The
that's
universe,
the gift of wisdom, that's God showing
all
up
all things
saying,
created
you
by
something.
His hand
here it is
and held together at his
now the word
command.
Of knowledge is a little bit different.
He knows
someone else is
going to
get the word of knowledge here, Paul says.
See.
And what the word of knowledge is it's a revelation
of the stars are his.
That could not have been
he
known
guides
by any
planets
natural.
On
it's that moment
way
when you meet with someone
and
to
turns
to
the
pray
earth
for you.
Through another day.
And they pray something that the only person who knows about this is you and God. And they pray specifically about that. That's God showing up.
The matchless wisdom of his ways that mark the path of righteousness. His word
a
lamp unto my feet. His spirit teaching and guiding me. And all the mystery of the cross that God should suffer for the
Lord.
So that the fool might shame the wise and all the glory.
Now then we move into these more definable sorts of things. The gift of faith. Now faith here is not the I believe in God faith that was part of my salvation. This is the faith that is a special measure of belief. And some have it and some don't. And you really are, man, how does this person have such deep faith? This is that's a special measure of belief. That God can work miracles, and this same faith also sustains
a person.
Me and God chooses to act differently than we
to pray for
expect.
Peace and cling to
right?
love.
I had those moments where
and
where
I
believe God, I believe that you are going to do this, and then
the
God acts differently, and you want to throw
your
God under
sovereignty.
The bus. You've had those
each
moments.
Strand of sorrow. Has a place within this tapestry of grace. So through the trials. perfect way. Each strand of sorrow has a place within this tapestry of grace. So through the trials I choose to say, your perfect will in your perfect way.
This is the person who comes alongside, lays hands on it. A sick person or whatever prays a word of healing into their life and they are healed. Miraculous. The doctors don't have any answer for it, but it is God showed up and fixed what he created in the body because he knows it's so into your body. And the plural, this is in Paul's writing, he uses this in a plural idea. He says, another gifts, plural, of healing. Previous to this, it has been a singular, sort of usage of the word, but now he's using plural gifts of healing, which suggests that this is either a come and go type of gifting, meaning that one day I could have the gift of healing and the next day someone else has the gift of healing, but I don't always have the gift of healing. Maybe that one suggestion that comes in. The other suggestion the plural gives is that to some are given gifts of healing over certain illnesses. And some would have the gift of healing, understanding for maybe mental illness or cancer illness or what have you. Different people get a different portion of that healing.
All things created by his hand,
but many
held together at his command.
So God again shows up in different ways.
He knows the next one, miraculous powers.
This is more general than the healing idea of gifts. This is the demonstration of power that goes beyond
the
natural
law. He guides the planets on their way.
No other explanation for this miraculous other than it breaks the rules as we know them. And when the rules as we know them are broken, we have one response. We say, wow, that was really crazy. Or we say, God showed up.
The matchless wisdom of his ways that mark the path of righteousness. His word a lamp unto my feet. His spirit teaching and guiding me.
This is an anointed proclamation of God.
The mystery of the cross that God should suffer for.
This is not that. This is the gift of a word where someone comes along and says something about the future that is used to exhort, that is used to encourage, that is used to comfort. It shows up more often than we are at the most lost in our lives. And that word speaks to us on a level that's beyond just
here. Oh, grant me wisdom from above to pray for peace and cling to love
through someone
and teach me humbly to receive the solid ray of your sovereignty.
Or discern if an inspired
each strand of sorrow has a place within this tapestry.
The person standing up there preaching on Sunday morning or on TV or wherever it happens to be and say, yes, this person is speaking.
Each strand of sorrow has a place.
And honestly,
within this tapestry of grace. So through the trials I choose to say, your perfect will in your perfect way.
The good news is all this. Two. are speaking in tongues and interpretation of tongues. Now, speaking in tongues is that speaking in a language that is not learned or understood previously by the speaker. And further to this, it is often a language that is not understood by anyone hearing it except for the person with the gift of interpretation. And Paul gives many instructions in the rest of Scripture about how you conduct worship service when the gift of tongues manifests. Someone stands up and says something and nobody has a clue what they've said in a different language, not because the pastor stumbled over his words, but in a different language. And the instructions are, if someone speaks in tongues, there has to be interpretation. And if there is not interpretation, then one of two things needs to happen. Number one is either this person didn't really have a gift.
He knows the mysteries of the sea.
There's some problems there.
The secrets of the stars are his.
At that point, and I've never been in a situation where someone has spoken in tongues and there has been no interpretation and church stopped. I've never seen it happen. I have seen it happen where someone has spoken in tongues and someone else has interpreted. And I have seen it happen where someone has spoken
the matchless wisdom of his ways that mark the path of righteousness. His word a lamp unto my feet, his spirit teaching and guiding me. And all the mystery of the cross, that God should suffer for the lost, so that the fool might shame the wise, and all the glory might go to Christ.
What is the purpose of all of this manifestation idea that God is giving us? Why does he show up in weird and miraculous and fantastic ways? Built up for everyone, there to teach everyone. Everyone who hears, experiences, or is around God showing up in these ways is blessed by it.
Pray for peace,
the common good, the all of us good.
Teach me
this is not just for one individual.
The solid
this is a group
of your sovereignty.
Of gifts.
It's strength.
With my particular issue that has maybe I'm just being too stubborn, and I'm willing to explore that, but in this case, times were being spoken, there was no interpretation, and it was continuing on, and no one benefited from this. Your perfect will in your perfect way. It applies. So we need to acknowledge where gifts come from. Then we need to look at how we can use them to further God's work and bless others. We can say, think to ourselves, you know what? I have experienced the gift of healing through me to someone else, and so I'm going to place myself in an opportunity to use that again, but I can't make it happen, but I can be present and ready and willing and eager for God to work through me again. You know, I can take a look and say, you know, I have been given in the past gifts of wisdom or knowledge, and so rather than never talk to a single person, I can place myself in opportunities where I can minister to people and pray that God will continue to speak through me words of blessing to other people that need to hear.
Absolutely, those things. All things created by his hand,
and
held together.
And even if you place yourself
command,
in a position where in the past God has used that gift in you in that situation, and chooses to not do so and yet at that moment, that's okay. Please, God.
He guides the planets on their way and turns the earth through another day.
That is the common good and His plan. We move on down into the final thought here in verse 11. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one.
The matchless wisdom of His ways that mark the path of righteousness. His word a lamp unto my feet, His Spirit teaching and guiding me.
We just have to understand.
And know the mystery of the cross, that God should suffer for the lost, so that the fool might shame the wise, and all the glory might go to Christ. To pray for peace
so and cling to love, ever spoken in tongues in my life that does
and
not
teach me humbly to receive the silent ray of your sovereignty. Each strand of sorrow has a place within this tempestry of grace. So through the trials I choose to say, your perfect will in your perfect way. Each strand of sorrow has a place within this tapestry of grace. So through the trials I choose to say, your perfect will in your perfect way.
Lord, I pray that you would give understanding to each of us, Lord, how you work in our lives, how you show up. We are part of the plan that you have. Thank you for giving to us mysteries of your life, so that we can lean and rely on you. We bless your name, Lord, and we praise you. And all of these things we pray in your Son's name. Amen.